playing The Documents. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Former President Trump continues to rail against the raid at his Florida home this week, saying the items taken by the FBI were all declassified.
FBI agents who searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence obtained nearly a dozen sets of classified records, according to a property receipt released by a federal court. The search warrant, signed by a federal magistrate judge, gave the FBI authority to search Trump's home as part of an investigation in the gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, concealment, removal, or mutilation of records, and destruction or alteration of records.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The other big story in Washington, passage by Democrats of a sweeping climate, health care, and tax bill that President Biden plans to sign when he returns from vacation.
They call this bill the Inflation Reduction Act. In reality, this is just another installation of their tax and spend agenda that got us here in the first place.
House Republican Michelle Fischbach. Another victory for climate advocates. A federal judge has reinstated a moratorium on coal leasing from federal lands. That's a major setback to the already struggling industry. Author Salman Rushdie is fighting for his life.
We learned that he suffered severe nerve damage to his arm. His liver was stabbed and damaged, and he will likely lose an eye. He's also on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his book agent. This is the aftermath of that brutal attack that happened in front of roughly 2,500 people.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A New Jersey man is accused of stabbing Rushdie at a lecture hall in western New York. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called the attack reprehensible and appalling. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Just as the CDC relaxes more COVID-19 guidelines, a new Fox News poll finds many Americans are still concerned about the virus, just not as much as they were last year.
The poll asked parents ahead of the start of the school year how they feel about some mandates. 45% think students should be vaccinated, 58% think teachers should be, and 63% favor mask requirements. Fathers are more likely than mothers to support COVID vaccines for kids by 9 points.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. An urgent call from health officials in New York, but not about COVID-19 and not about monkeypox.
The poliovirus has been detected in New York City's wastewater just weeks after a case of polio was identified in Rockland County, just north of the city. State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary T. Bassett said the detection of the virus in wastewater samples is alarming but not surprising. The poliovirus can lead to permanent paralysis in the arms and legs and even death in some cases. Most people infected with polio have no symptoms but can still give the virus to others for days or weeks. Health officials are urging unvaccinated New Yorkers to be immunized against polio. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man who spent much of his life studying snakes has died after getting bit by one. Researcher William Martin succumbed to a bite from a timber rattler earlier this month. The snake was being held captive on his property in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.
Friends described William Marty Martin as an authority on timber rattlers, which he had studied since childhood. Martin had been bitten before, but recovered from previous bites. Deaths by snake bites are extremely rare, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting about 5 fatalities per year.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Martin was 80 years old. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.